The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family in the schus of Mordechai ben Sarah Basha Beanstock, Ha'orech Yomim Toivim. May the Torah studied through this volume bring him continued gezunt and hatzlacha ad mea v'esrim shana.
Kitten daf chavav. There's a discussion in the Gemara whether or not shtar could be written before the actual maisa about which the shtar was written took place. The Gemara gives several examples. One example is if Adam find a get, or a husband finds a blank get that doesn't have the chasimah Adam, doesn't have the signatures on it, in the garbage that has his name and his wife's name, may he ask Adam to sign that get and give it over to his wife or not? Or do we say, since the get was written before he instructed any sefer to write it, it's mechzik shikra, it looks like a lie? The other case is that there's a question whether or not the yonim are allowed to sign kiyum hashtar. Kiyum hashtar means when the dayanim sign that the signatures of the shtar indeed are the signatures of the witnesses and they have been recognized by Edom. Are the dayanim allowed to sign that kiyum before the Edom, the witnesses, actually testify before the dayanim that they indeed recognize that these signatures are the signatures of the Edom as purported to be? This question became relevant this year. Our Beis Din was doing was mass producing prosbuls because it was the Rosh Hashanah of Shvius and the Rosh Hashanah after Shvius. So we were mass producing prosbuls, and we had a long line of people who wanted to have a prosbul written. And sometimes the person would come in front of the dayanim, and he would be prepared to say the nusach that he's supposed to say, Mishrani lechem adayonim shemakom ployni shakol choyv sheyeshli shagvenu kol zman sheretz, who is prepared to say the nusach, the prescribed statement that a person would make in order to accomplish the idea of prosbul. And the dayonim would sometimes be so busy that they would sign the prosbul before the guy actually made a statement, before he said this lashon of Mishrani lechem that he was supposed to say. So someone pointed out to me that if we signed the shtaris, if we signed the prosbul before the person made the statement, that would be running afoul of this idea of mechzi kashikra. So I told him I thought that there's no din of mechzi kashikra, like our Gemara concludes, that we paskin, that lemechzi kashikra lo yichayshinan. The Gemara proves from a person who finds a shtar ba'ashva, chasmei v'nosnei lo, is kosher. So the Dayan told me, what do you mean? That's talking about when you write it before the thing took place. When the shtar was written before it took place, you're right, there's no problem with mechzi kashikra according to maskana of our sugya. However, if the signatures also took place before the action that, about which the shtar is written transpired, that would be a problem mechzi kashikra even with maskana sagamara. So we stopped following that practice and we started to be more patient, and the lines got a little bit longer. But after Rosh Hashanah, when I had a little time, I looked into it a little bit, and I think that it's not a problem when you sign before the person says that nosach. Why? Because indeed there is a question in the Achronim whether or not this idea of mechzi kashikra applies to that, whether or not the idea of loy chayshin and lemechzi kashikra, when we say that we're not chayshish for mechzi kashikra and maskanas hagemara, whether that also applies to a case where the dayanim signed or the edim signed before the action took place. There's a Beis Yosef that says that he holds that mechzi kashikra does apply to a case where it was signed, lamaskana, and it would be possible in his opinion. The case the Beis Yosef is talking about is that the Torah says that if a malva, the lender, comes to edim and he says to edim, please write a shtar because somebody intends to borrow money from me. I wanted to have the shtar ready when he wants to come to me to borrow money, you should be able to immediately give him the shtar. So of course, the Edom would not hand the shtar over to the Malva because that would be outright fraud. the Malva would obviously be looking to defraud the Loiva. However, let's say the Malva tells Adam, you hang on to the star, you hold the star, and the Loiva, when he's ready to borrow, will come over to you and ask for the star. The borrower will ask for the star. So in that case, there would seem to be no possibility of the Malva defrauding the Loiva because of this thing that the Adam signed the star. However, it says in the Torah that nevertheless, the Edom are not allowed to sign the star. They are prohibited from signing the star before they actually hear from the Loiva. The Loiva instructs them to sign the star, or they actually see the loan take place. So the Beis Yosef asks, why is that? Why wouldn't the Edom be able to sign the star before it takes place? So the Beis Yosef gives this answer. He says that maybe, even though the Maskanas HaGemara, the conclusion of our sugya is that we are not choishish from Mechzi Kashikah, we're not worried about the appearance of falsehood. So mitzad that idea, there wouldn't be a problem for the Edom to sign the star. However, when the Edom sign it, that's worse. Even though the star could be written before the action takes place, however, the signatures cannot be, the Edom are not allowed to sign before the halva takes place or before they receive instruction from the Loiva, which is tantamount to the action about which they're testifying, transpiring, which is a discussion for a different time. But the Beis Yosef holds that if the signatures were signed before the action took place, that would be a problem, even the maskana of Mechzi Kashikra. However, the Shach takes strong issue with the Beis Yosef, and the Shach says that the Gemara is mefurish, that that's not a problem. So the Shach argues in the Beis Yosef. Which Gemara does the Shach bring down? He brings down our Gemara. The Gemara says, Shtar shalova bayu paroi, eina chayzer v'loi v'voi, shekvar nimchal shibudoi. Taima de nimchal shibudoi, al mishom shikra lechay shinon. The maskon of our Gemara is, the Gemara brings another raya that we're not chayzer shom mechzik shikra. What's that raya? The raya is that if a person borrowed money and he handed over to the Malva a document that says that he owes the money, and then that very day the loiva, the borrower, comes and pays the Malva the money, and then the loiva needs to borrow again that very same day. The halacha is that he's not allowed to use that same shtar. Why? Because it's nimchal shibudoi. That shtar is not a good shtar anymore. Zakti Gemara, but if we would say that there would be a problem with Mechzi Kashikra, so regardless of the problem that the shtar is not a good shtar because it's nimchal shibudoi, there will be another problem that it's Mechzi Kashikra. It looks like falsehood because the shtar was not written subsequent to this halva about which it's going to be used. The shtar is going to be used to prove a halva alone which took place after the writing of the shtar. So that would be a problem with Mechzi Kashikra, because the shtar purports to have been written after the loan about which it's going to be used took place. And even though the shtar was written after the first loan, but since the shtar is going to be used about a second loan, so it would be a problem with Mechzi Kashikra. It looks like falsehood when you use a shtar which was written before the loan about which it's going to be used. So therefore, the Gemara proves that there's not a problem with Mechzi Kashikra. Argues the Shach, according to the Beis Yosef, that with regards to the signatures of the Edom, there's always a problem with Mechzi Kashikra, even in the Maskana, even in the conclusion of the Gemara, there's still a problem with Mechzi Kashikra, argues the Shach, so then the Gemara should still have the same question. Why do you need to come on to this din of Nimchal Shibudoi, that the shtar became possible once it got paid off? Once the Loiva pays the shtar is no longer a valid shtar. Why do we need that reason? We should just say the reason that it's Mechzi Kashikra. So from the fact that the Gemara says that this is a proof that we're not chayshish from Mechzi Kashikra, we see clearly that when we say we're not chayshish from Mechzi Kashikra, that means even if the Edom signed before the action about which the shtar is testifying took place. And this is the maskon of the Shach in Simon Lamates. So according to this, the Bezdin will be correct in signing the prosbuls even before the person made his declaration of Mitrani Lochem Adayon Shomakim Pliny. However, one could argue that we need to be concerned about the opinion of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef argues on the Shach, so who said we shouldn't be concerned about the opinion of the Beis Yosef? But I think that that's a mistake, because if you think about it, when the person walks into Bezin and he walks in front of the Dayanim and he tells them, I would like to write a prosbul, tell me what to do. So while the Dayanim are busy talking to him about what his name is and exactly what kind of chayv it is or whatever else it is, before he makes the actual declaration, while the Dayanim are busy instructing him to make the declaration, one could argue that the Dayanim at that point know that he wants to make a prosbul. And that seems to be clear in the Achronim, that once Dayanim know 100% that a person wants to make a prozvol, Dayanim are allowed, and that the person wants these specific Dayanim to make a prozvol for him, it seems to be clear in the Achronim that the Dayanim would then be able to go ahead and execute the prozvol without his actually saying this, making this declaration of Moisrani Olchem Adayanim Shurim Lachem Ploini. So this declaration of Moisrani Olchem that the lender is making seems to be superfluous according to a number of Achronim. The Chassam Sofer writes that if a person wants to execute a prozvol using a top-notch bezdin, which according to some opinions is the preferential way, and according to some opinions is the only way to make a prozvol, so the Chassam Sofer says what the person could do is he could send a letter to bezdin instructing them to make a prozvol for him, and when the bezdin ascertains that the signature on that letter is authentic, and that indeed this person was the one who sent the letter, the Dayanim will be able to execute a prozvol for him even though the person is not there. So you see that there doesn't have to be an actual declaration in front of Bezdin of Moisrani Olchem, and it's enough for the Bezdin to know that the person wants them to make a prozvol for him. One could argue, therefore, that even the Beis Yosef would agree in our case, because even though it still is Mechzika Shekra, because it says in the Lashon of the Prozvol is that the person came in front of us and he said Moisrani Lachem, and that's a lie, because the person did not actually indeed say Moisrani Lachem, but since the Bezdin would still be authorized to write a Prozvol for him, so the thing that's taking place is not wrong. And the Shach explains somewhere else in Simen Mem Vav, we've caught in Nunches, that the idea behind the Beis Yosef is the Beis Yosef's opinion that the Beis Yosef holds that even though we're not Chayshish from Mechzika Shikra, but the Edom are not allowed to sign before the action takes place, the Shach says that the reason for that is because even though we're not worried about the appearance of falsehood, nevertheless it has to be that the Shtar is a good Shtar when it's being signed. And if the thing didn't take place yet, if they were not instructed to write the shtar, and the loan had not yet taken place, so the Shach says, the Beis Yosef holds that shtar is not a good shtar at all, because since the thing didn't take place, and the Edom were not instructed to be Edom on the shtar yet, so they have no authority at all to write the shtar. So therefore, if they signed the shtar before the person instructed them to do so, that's why the Beis Yosef holds that there is a problem of Mechzika Shikra. It's not just Mechzika Shikra, the Shach says, the Lashon of the Shach is that the point of the Beis Yosef is since the shtar is being signed shaloi kedin, so that's why we're worried about that. But in a case where the shtar is not being signed shaloi kedin, it's just that the expression used in the shtar is false, but the essence of the idea of the shtar is correct, that the person executed a prozvol in a proper way, so then the halacha would be, it seems to me at least, that the halacha would be that even the Beis Yosef would agree in this case. Because the only reason Beis Yosef argues is because he holds that the shtar was nichtav shaloi kedin. But if the shtar was nichtav kedin, if the shtar was written and signed, and it was supposed to be signed, even though the shtar seems to be saying a lie, nevertheless, since that lie is not of substance, the halacha would be that shtar would be kosher, and even according to the Beis Yosef, we would not be concerned about the problem of Mechzika Shikra. It should be noted that there is an opinion that under certain circumstances there is a problem of Mechzika Shikra, even according to us, and that would be in something which is called a Maisa Bezdin, but I'm not 100% sure that a prozvol would fall under that category, and even if it does, the Shach is Machria, not like that opinion. So la halacha, I think that such a prozvol that is signed before the person made his actual declaration, but subsequent to the fact that the Dayanim know that this person wants them to write a prozvol for him, in such a case, the prozvol would probably be kosher l'maisa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.